We'll do it live.
Why do I always have to press the button now?
Because I want you to smash that button, too.
Why?
Smash that like button.
I don't want to
hit that subscribe button and like the content.
Do we do this for free out of our own fucking pockets? Okay.
Out of our own pockets?
Out of our own fucking
free
pockets.
Free is not out of our own pockets.
It's free out of our own pockets.
Out of our own pockets would be something
I'm saying as in like we give the people.
Do you know how I can change this so they automatically like fill the screen instead of go off to the side like this? Is there like one of these I can pick that makes it do that?
Yeah, the other one.
This one? This one?
Yeah, that one.
No. It's this one. I like this one, but you have to like scroll left and right, which I don't like.
Why don't you just zoom out?
And then I can't see it.
Well, that's your fault.
Terry.
Yes?
This is not my fault. Am I crazy?
You're not crazy.
Isn't there a different way to do this?
I thought you had it before.
So did I. That's why I'm so confused.
Why?
What, why?
What's it all about? Check it out. You know what it's all about. I like you. Yo, you like me. We're all big, happy.
Gay family.
No, that's not how it moves.
How it moves? All right, I'm going to give you a little taste of this song, dude.
All right.
It's super fire.
Okay, let it rip.
You're just like Tyler in that you send me a song and you'd be like, this song slaps. And I'm like, And then I listen to the whole album or EP.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I go, oh, yeah, this thing does slap. And I'm like, yo, what about this song? This like, oh, I don't even listen to the first song.
Dude.
I listen to one song. No.
The thing is, I only listen.
I don't like the whole album.
Oh, my God. This fucking
That's
child
you and Tyler.
Over here.
You're
this
both the same.
Child over here.
You're both the same.
Dude, you're a slut, and it's okay. What I'm saying to you is it's okay to be a slut.
You're a slut. You're a fucking whore, babe.
No.
This is the third song. You blow my mind. It's a three song experimental project,
dude. I just
don't have the time.
It just comes over my fucking thing.
It comes on my recommended. I didn't think to like explore further.
No. Oh, that's a banger.
This is the third song
from the EP that sent you.
They're all Terry. It's six songs. There's the three songs, the three songs extended. The first and the third, the first one you sent me is good. The third one is better. The second one is pretty good. This is the third one. I love this shit. I've been banging this shit for the past 3 days.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, because I actually looked at the EP.
It's funny that I send you one thing and then you just dig deeper.
Tyler.
Really?
He'll send me a song and I'll be like, oh, this is pretty good. And then I actually look at the album it's on or the EP and I'm like, oh, they're all good. Or not.
Album. This is the third song?
Sevilla.
This guy's name is Roman Garcia.
The song's called Sevilla, the third song. Digital Diva Experimental Project.
That's a good song. All right. It's there. That's it.
This part, dude. Oh, it's just like
it's like Jimmy. It's like
it's
a
like chill.
What are those things?
Little shaker things.
Yeah.
What are they called? Fuck.
Chimichangas. That's a food.
Chimichurris.
No, they're called
cha cha.
Cha. No.
Shakers.
It's like a. What are they called? Maracas.
Maracas.
They're called maracas. They're called maracas. Yeah. So, breakfast with James and the boys the other day. So James, Greg,
the other day,
and Drew.
The other day?
Yeah, like yesterday.
You could have said that.
Yeah, the other day. I mean, when people listen to it, it's going to be the other day.
All right.
So. I'm just.
So you should just talk like we're talking, and then they can get whatever they fucking get.
Oh, okay, I get you.
Don't talk for them. Talk for me.
Oh,
fuck them.
Oh, okay. So
I'm. Yay me.
I went. Yay you. I went to breakfast with the boys.
I'm gonna change this to be our album art for a podcast.
Maracas.
Yeah.
Okay. Just send me the picture, and then I'll do it. Because I can change the picture. If I change the picture with inside it, it'll be that picture for that one.
Can you change it for only this one episode?
I can change it for every episode.
But you have to manually do it.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. Anyways.
Go ahead. What were you saying?
We know what we should do is that we should have an album art, like a new one every time.
I mean, just like No Agenda?
Well, I mean, like we'll just do an AI generated one and you just type in like two random, like, couple of
things. Wait, let me try it. Let me run it while you're talking. Hold on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let's just have it run it and then just send me the picture. And then, no, we were talking. We might confuse people. We were talking about how like Spotify went up in a price. They went up a dollar.
Oh,
so
really?
Now it's the most expensive streaming service.
So now it's $11.99?
Yeah.
Instead of $10.99?
Correct. Which is now Apple is cheaper and so is Tidal is cheaper as well.
I switched right at the perfect time.
Yeah. And then...
And Tidal and Apple both have like better quality music.
Lossless and a better music library.
Much different choices for quality
and
levels.
And so James is like, man...
Does James have Spotify?
He does, but he's going to move away from it because...
Tidal. Tidal, you can share links cross-platform. I'm telling you, dude. Tidal is where it's at.
Yeah. I like Apple Music. Apple Music is fine.
That's because you're an Apple cuck boy.
No, because...
MacBook, Apple Watch, Apple Music. I stand corrected. Not corrected. You stand corrected. Apple cuck boy.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah.
No.
That's okay. It's fine.
I mean, I've been using Apple for a year now, and it's not bad.
A year? Oh, the music app. Yeah.
For the music app. I've been using Apple for like many years.
Yeah, and you like it.
And I like it.
That's great.
It's
great.
It's the simplicity.
Yeah, you should keep doing it.
So, but I don't see the reason moving from another one, since I know that there's apps that you can change your like all your playlist over to one streaming platform from to another, which I did from Spotify to Apple Music. But I just don't feel like doing it again.
What else should I type in here? Just that?
Do you just want two maracas
in Mexico?
Put a lot of words in there.
Two maracas in Mexico.
On a beach.
On a beach. Mexico. Okay.
With the sunset. Nah, too late.
I can stop. Dude, this.
Interrupt it.
I don't know how to do skip.
No, interrupt.
I did already. Doesn't do anything.
Oh, just refresh the page then. You spelled Mexico wrong.
No, I didn't. Just not capitalized, that's why.
With a sunset.
Two maracas in Mexico on a beach with the sun setting.
But yeah, we were talking about like different... streaming platforms for music, and I said Tidal. Tidal's a good one.
Does Greg have Spotify?
Mm-hmm. He didn't even know it went up in press.
Of course not. I wouldn't have known
he's
if just I had
like,
it.
He's like, how did it? He's like,
well, I would have.
He goes,
like,
did it go up in press? I go, yeah, it went up by like a dollar. He's like, I didn't even hear when
I would
this.
Have. I would have seen the email notifying me, and I would have looked at it and like, and then I would have.
Well, they already
it.
Did it once, and I was just like, eh.
They used to be $9.99 for the longest time, Spotify. They used to be like straight $10. Before they jumped up to match the other ones at $11.
Yeah. And I was just like, I was like, I'll give Apple, a chance.
I'll give the richest country.
The richest country.
The richest company in the history of the world my money.
Is it? Is it the?
I think so.
I don't. The richest company in the world?
Yeah. Like ever.
I think they have the most money on hand.
Yeah. Richest. That's what rich means, Terry. Money.
Transfer music. Support. Tune my music.
I think that's what I use to move.
That's what it says for Tidal. It says Tidal. Let's see. Pricing and plans.
That thing, Tune My Music, is a subscription. I'm trying to think why someone would want that as a subscription. Like, who is getting that service mm-hmm. and then keeping the subscription after they move? Like, who's like holding on to that? Is it someone who uses multiple streaming services always and just always wants to be able to constantly sync their content mm-hmm. between them? That's crazy, dude.
Tidal has plans that have high res FLAC and lossless and Adobe Atmos and fucking Spotify is still playing MP3.
Yeah. And that's $11.
Yeah. For Tidal. MP3. Oh yeah. It's $10.99 for individual plus add-ons. You can get a DJ extension, which is like a catalog accessed in stem separation via
$20.
It's $10. It's an extra $10.
Yeah. $20 a month or something.
Yeah. It would be, yeah.
But wow, Spotify shit in the bed. Yep. I hate to see it.
I mean, it's $16.99 for up to six family members for the family plan, which is not that bad for $6 more for a family.
If you have a family, though, like if you're a mom and a dad and you had like kids that wanted it, that's not going to work.
it is not. Give it to people.
So let's just take the case that... So it's how much? $17 for a family plan?
Sure, yeah.
So just imagine you have a family. So husband, wife, and let's say two kids or three kids, something like that. The kids aren't paying. Like, you're still paying that price. Like, who cares? The kids have access to it.
Yeah.
Basically, the value proposition is it's like, hey, for both people, the mom and the dad, you can pay $17 a month and get both access, which you save a little bit of money. Fuck the kid. You know what I mean? Like, it's not.
Yeah.
It's you're paying... whatever, $8, $9
a person, yeah.
Per person instead of 10, 11. It's like, okay, great. I mean, yeah, it's a savings, but
yeah.
It's not crazy savings.
Yeah. It's not like, yeah, it's not the biggest, but.
But they pitch it. It's like up to six people. It's like, hey, motherfucker, those kids aren't fucking paying me for their share. It's like, what are we doing here? Pretending?
Yeah. It's like for me, it's, you know, I went to. It's like, I just pay a yearly thing.
Why?
I don't know. I'm a yearly type of person. We've already discussed this before.
Yeah, I don't get it. Especially with the like TV streaming stuff now, I really like to be able to cancel them. I've been doing that a lot lately.
Just canceling things?
I canceled everything. And then really? I'm just doing them like all, like I have AMC Plus, AMC, yeah. For like 1 month and I canceled it. And then like next month I'll go back onto Apple and watch shows on Apple and then cancel that. Like I don't, that way you're not paying for like multiple services for more than a month. Yeah. That's the way to do it, man. Cause I'm not watching all of them every single month anyway.
Yeah.
And you just kind of go like 1 month AMC, one next month Apple, the next month Netflix again, the next month HBO. And just like that way you can watch everything, but only pay for one thing at a time.
Let's see what this picture looks like. Cause it does not look like anything like what...
The fuck it! Oh my god! What is that's a leg?
That's a leg,
with like a tomato or something on it, or an apple.
Dude, this is trash. What the fuck?
That should be our picture, Terry.
Okay, save it and I'll do it.
No, we need another one.
How about
two maracas?
No.
We need to like describe maracas better.
Sticks.
No, like instrument. We need to like say
drumsticks,
shaker instrument or something.
I don't really like this.
To shake instruments. That's a great beach sunset, though. I mean, you got to give it that.
Yeah, no, that's good. I mean, it doesn't look like Mexico.
How about this?
I don't know what Mexico looks like.
Someone
abstract art
playing the piano in Mexico on the beach. Yeah, that it'll know how to in do Mexico that. Let's see how it does with
it.
This.
Probably won't, but we'll go from
you're here. You're a hater, huh?
Yeah, I'm not too happy about what I see.
I'm not a hater.
I mean, but yeah,
I don't think it understands maracas.
I don't
like it. You can see it's like making a wooden person and then like a leg that kind of looks like a maraca. Like it's trying.
I think what we should do is start
trying.
We should start doing like these and then put like secret messages in all of them.
Like what?
In our album arts.
Like what?
I don't know. Something.
Like secret small words?
Like secret, like...
Like little phrases?
Yeah.
Like, I do believe?
Yeah, or like, okay, or...
Yes!
You know?
Just yes?
Yeah, just yes. But people will get it, you know? Pew! You know what I'm saying? Or like this one.
Pew! Oh, yeah.
You know?
I have a lot of stuff I need to get clips of.
Okay.
That it'll. I've just been lazy, but I've been meaning to refresh your board and I haven't. I feel bad because it's like...
Yes!
Yeah, it is getting kind of
stale. The thing is I know that you're going to be an absolute degen.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. So I get tired of these. Oh, yeah. And so my thought was I will put new ones on so that when you're a degen,
yes,
which you will always be.
Yes.
It'll at least be new for me.
Yes.
Yeah. You know. Pew. Yeah. That was my idea anyway, but I haven't done it yet.
Well, let's get into it. We already started talking about... music plans. We're going to talk about
music plans. You have more on music plans?
No, that was it. I mean, Spotify went up in price.
Your whole story? You were eating breakfast with people?
Well, they were talking about it and they're like, do you have, James asked me, he's like, do you have Apple Music? And I was like, he said, do you have Spotify? I was like, no, I have Apple Music. And he's like, oh, okay. And he's just like, yeah, Spotify went up in price. I might move the Tidal. I was like, Tidal's a good option.
Oh, yeah.
Tidal's a good option if you don't want to use...
Did you tell him I already moved to Tidal?
I said you already had Tidal and you like it.
Hell yeah.
So
10 out of 10 would recommend.
So recommend Tidal, get rid of Spotify. Spotify sucks.
Although sometimes if you're on like a not great
service,
cellular service, and you're trying to stream, they're like high quality shit.
Oh dude, mine does the same thing.
It's so much. So it like kind of like takes a minute because it's trying to stream so much bandwidth.
That's the issue.
Yeah.
But
which is partially why like the shit that I know I really like I'm into. I'll download
it.
That way, like, if I am in that case, I can just bang that shit out.
Yeah. But it's just...
It's pretty good.
I like how it says a woman, but I'm all right with that.
Someone.
We said 50, someone. 50, we didn't say 50, like... 50. Looks good so far.
Yeah, that's because it knows what a piano is. Like, I'm telling you, it didn't recognize the word maracas.
But I always wanted to learn how to play the piano, but besides the point here, we should...
You can take lessons. I know multiple people who can teach you.
So do I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many do you know?
One.
Who's that?
Your mother.
Oh, I know my mother.
And your father.
My mother, my stepmother, my brother, Tyler, can teach you.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. He teaches people.
Oh, really?
Low key. Ask him about it.
Oh, I should probably ask him
about it. He literally has a business doing it.
Oh, for real?
For real.
Oh, dude, that's dope.
Yeah. It's just like it's one of his main gigs. The thing, it's like, it might be a little pricey though for you.
How much does he charge?
I want to say it's like $50.
An hour or a session?
Well, maybe a lesson is like half an hour. Text him. Ask him.
I'll text him later.
No, do it right now.
Nah. I don't really like it.
I'm going to tell him. I'm going to text him right here.
No, that's fine. I don't really need to know. How much is your rate, bro? How much you rate? No, you want to talk about the F1 race? That was actually pretty exciting to watch for the most part.
Yeah. No, I'll text him later.
That's what I was saying, bro. Just who gives a fuck?
I'm just saying. I know like at least three people in my direct family who can teach you. Who literally teach people before.
Yeah, but I can ask your mom and
she doesn't like actively teach people though.
I know, but I can ask your mom and she'll probably teach me for free.
Well, yeah, but you're not gonna like constantly go over lessons though, that's the thing. You just be a lazy little bitch and be like, oh, can you show me one time? And then you'll quit.
You never know. I might stick it out. I might become the best pianist ever.
The next best thing.
Yeah, I might be the new pianist of the world.
The new pianist? Is that why you're...
a pianist.
You liked it so much?
What's that?
You like piano? Do you like piano music?
I do a little bit, yeah.
So like when you heard that song that you sent me and it like kind of started with piano? That's you got that...
Like French Fuse?
But like this is the song you sent me. You kind of like that shit.
Yeah,
huh?
I like pianos.
Yeah, you're like, oh yeah. That's why you want to learn how to play. It's because this song, subliminal messaging. You're like, oh, this shit slaps. You know what I like?
Yo, she has like four legs.
You can. She does. You can go fuck yourself because that's actually a reasonable picture.
But she has four legs.
That makes it fun, Terry. I like that picture.
The picture has four legs.
That's great. Wait. Oh, so her right leg like splits into two and her feet are just completely messed up.
She has
and look at this over
she
here.
She has two fingers.
Yeah. And then like a little broken
she has
stubby.
A nub. Yeah. She has a nub and two fingers.
But I mean, it got the piano pretty good. Although the foot pedals are a little farther away than they should be. But no, I mean, overall, what is that?
Shh. Don't tell people. It's a secret.
That's a secret. But I mean, look, the beach, the ocean, that's pretty good.
Yeah, sure. We can use it.
They're going to know it's AI art, though.
Who cares? Who fucking cares, man?
But I have to like put it in a fucking stupid ass program to add the words.
The Canadian
time.
GP.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
GP,
go ahead. Go ahead.
GP. GP.
Go, go, go.
GP.
Go.
GP.
Oops.
It was very exciting. The whole race weekend was very interesting, as in it was constantly raining and then not raining.
Did you watch qualifying?
Yeah.
Like the whole thing live?
Yeah.
We'll do it live?
Well,
you don't have
yes!
it.
Yes! Oh. I did watch it live, yes. Yeah.
So you're like rock hard?
I wasn't
that excited by it.
I was.
I mean, it was kind of cool, but it was like, eh. I'm a little jaded, to be honest with you.
Why?
Because whenever Max is not P1 in qualifying and he still is going, I'm like, I'm so disillusioned because my expectation is just, oh, I already know what's going to happen. He's going to get P1. And so it's like not as exciting. And he didn't. And that was cool. But, you know.
So what you're saying is that...
I'm not as excited by qualifying as much lately, even when it's a good qualifying. I don't know why.
Why?
I said I don't know why.
You're not excited like, about it?
Not since Monaco of last year, maybe, was I like jitty about the qualifying hour.
Where it was like,
oh shit, that guy just got it. Then that guy just got it. And then that guy just beat him. And it was like constantly banging. Like,
are you saying as in just because it's like the last 2 years have been just Max on pole the
Correct.
Entire time?
That's exactly
so
what I'm
you're
saying.
You're kind of just
That's
numb.
Why I'm jaded. That's why I'm jaded.
You're just numb?
Yeah, I'm numb. That's a great way to say it.
But just numb to the fact of
the boy
man wonder is just destroying the universe.
So what about it, Terry?
It was a good race.
What was good about it?
It was a lot of different dynamics, as in you had the wet. You had wet, and then people decided to go on some slicks, and then it rained again. Ferrari was having engine issues. Logan Sargeant is the best driver in the world. Definitely got last again. But yeah, he's the best driver in the world, I think. That's just me. I think he's the best driver.
When do you think he's out of that fucking team? End of the year or before the end of the year?
Dude.
Can we talk about fucking Perez?
In a second.
Okay.
I won $100, by the way. But.
Yeah. Well, fuck me.
The thing is.
Hey.
Yeah,
hey,
what's up, brother?
Hey, Terry.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
Yeah. I'll fuck you.
Well, I'm a fucking idiot. I'm not doing that again.
Why would you even do that, brother?
Because I'm stupid.
Why would you even decide to take that bet?
Because I
burn bright, die young.
Yeah, it's a fucking shitty ass fucking play.
I burn bright, die young.
It's
brother.
Stupid. I shouldn't have done it. So, what do you love about Logan Sargeant?
He's the best driver. What he likes to do is cost teams that are in very financial debt. Probably
in very financial debt. Can you even fucking talk? Jesus Christ.
Small teams that don't have a lot of money.
Okay.
And put them in really big holes.
Put them in even more tenuous financial situations.
Yeah.
What's the title right there? Tenuous financial situations. Dude, I'm on one, huh?
Dude crashed, well, breezed, slightly touched.
Debreezed? He debreezed?
He debreezed.
Debreezed?
Debreeze. Slightly touched the wall. He slightly touched the wall. Like, he hit it with the nose of his front wing, and then he got it going again. And then maybe, 30 laps later, decides to just put it into the wall. He goes off the dry bits off the racing line.
You are on fire!
What?
Do you even hear yourself?
Dude, I love it.
Terry, you're just talking, and literally every other sentence out of your mouth is a banger.
Thanks, buddy.
Shout out to you, dude.
Shout out to me.
Yes!
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The dry bits. I mean, come on.
Hey, look. It's a
it's a Ferrari.
It's a Ferrari.
Slush with a Red Bull kind of nose.
But yeah, he goes off the dry bits, gets a little wet on the wet bits, and then puts
all
it in
right,
the wall.
Don't overdo it, all right? now you're just trying.
And then he puts it in the wall. But little known fact in here.
He's your favorite driver.
He's my favorite driver of all time.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Almost completely.
I agree almost completely with that.
That sugar ain't that glaze isn't sugar.
I did on Logan.
But before that happened,
You know what Logan was doing?
What's up?
Sticking it in live.
He was sticking it in live. Actually, lots of people were sticking it in live.
Dude, K Mag at the beginning was sticking it in live.
Like K Mag was
sticking it in live.
Perez was
sticking it in live.
Uh-huh. Logan
sticking it in live.
Yep.
Carlos yeeted a little bit there.
Sticking it in live.
Fucked up Albon.
Lando, you know. Lando?
No.
Lando, Lando
be,
was...
Oh, come on.
You have to be DNF
oh,
to
oh.
account for that. Who
oh,
else?
Oh, oh.
Who was the other guy?
There was five of them.
Fuck.
Charles.
No, he didn't do it, though. He didn't stick it in live.
He DNF'd, though.
But that doesn't count. He did not stick it in live.
Shotty, what that thing do?
Logan stuck it in live. Paris stuck it in live. Carlos yeeted stuck it in live.
Yeah. I think...
Who else?
The thing... Charles
Albon got hit by Carlos.
Albon got hit by Carlos.
But he didn't stick it in live, though.
No. But I think this is what Charles Leclerc was trying to, over the radio, when his race engineer.
His best friend.
He's like, we have an engine problem. And then he's like,
Shotty, what that thing do?
And he's like, dude, what is that?
Shotty, what that thing do?
And he's like, that's like a half a second. We're running behind. And he's like,
yes.
Actually, it's more like
100%
No,
I do believe.
I gotta get that. That's what Charles was doing at the end of the race. He couldn't contain himself. He's like, "Fuck me! I've got a new I do believe coming up for you."
Charles Leclerc was just in the seat, just doing this.
I gotta get that. I didn't know that I was on there.
Yeah, you were.
I gotta get that. I don't remember that.
I gotta get that.
I don't remember that.
Stop it.
That's what he was really saying.
Please stop it.
But yeah, it was. And then George was being a little girl, like he always is, just crying about everything.
Still got third. I mean, I'm actually surprised he got third.
But it was an interesting race. Like at the beginning, there was a lot of standing water. And the Haas's, well, only one Haas was moving, which was K-Mag, because he doesn't really give a shit right now, because he has, like, one more point before he gets suspended, so he's just, I'm just going to race. And then he was just fucking moving. And then, I think if Haas didn't fuck up his stop, like, he had an eight-second stop or some shit like that.
8.5. 8.6.
It was, like, a really shitty stop. He probably would have been...
And the points.
8 or 9.
And maybe would have maintained the point finish.
Yeah. A lot of people, after they put on some slicks or whatever, they started yeeting. Like, Yuki Tsunoda almost got hit by a Haas.
Yuki stuck it in live. Didn't he for a minute there?
He didn't crash.
No, but he stuck it in live.
Yep, and he gave it to Yuki.
Damn, I lost it. That's crazy, dude.
Yeah. But right now, you have your boy.
All right, here you go. This is what. Oh, that's not the wrong one. I'm fucking all over the place.
Paris just got jumped by Carlos. Oh, they were already jumped. Who did I put up?
All right, this one's for Yuki. Shout out to you, Yuki.
Sticking it in live.
Let's pull up the standings.
The standings is
Max. Are you on F1 stats or whatever the fuck?
I'm on Motorsport, but I can go there.
No, I have to do it so we can show it on the fucking screen,
brother.
Garbage human.
My garbage human.
That's another show title. Does this show it on this page? I can't remember.
What?
Does this one show it?
Show what?
Per race, the results?
No, it takes...
Monaco, Canada. No, it has it here. Canada, race result.
That's last year, Stucky.
That's the only downside.
The thing is, it's only, like I said, it's only ran by a couple people, but I'm already on it. If you go to...
I should go on like just F1.com or whatever.
I go to Motorsport. Oh my God. It's
called Motorsport.com.
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 They
good? K-Mex at 10 right now. Logan's at 9. Perez is at 8. These are all penalty points.
No, we don't care about that. We want to talk like the finish.
Scroll. Go up to the Formula One tab. And you can go to standings.
Can I pick by race?
Go up. Back to the thing. Probably results.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's from today. Yeah, it's today's.
Okay. So, yeah. Good points from Mercedes. 3 and 4. I mean, obviously McLaren as well.
Yeah. They're still down, though.
Ocon, Gasly. Good points for fucking V-Carb. D-Rick.
V-Carb's at 28 points.
D-Rick coming in with 4 big points when Yuki fucked up there. That's huge for Daniel.
Daniel Hill is 9.
Why didn't they re-sign Daniel? And they re-signed Yuki.
I don't know. I think the reason why they re-signed Yuki because he was getting points. He was scoring
left
in, points.
Left, right, and center, yeah.
And then Daniel just scored his first
points. So 301 for Red Bull. See, Ferrari, today was a fucking disaster for them, getting no points. McLaren, damn. McLaren were so far behind. They're still a ways behind Ferrari. That's unfortunate.
Look how far Mercedes is.
Mercedes... I mean, look at like these look at these points, though. 28-28 for the teams, respectively. McLaren, Mercedes. Big on a day that Ferrari gets none.
I think if...
301, 252, 212.
V-Carb's only 30 points away from Aston Martin. I can lose the constructors.
No, Terry. Remember, the only thing that is different is our 3 and 4. If RB go up and Aston Martin go down, we both lose that.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about? The only way that I can do better is if McLaren has to pass Ferrari and Mercedes has to pass Ferrari for me to win. You fucking weirdo.
I'm going to lose the drivers 100%.
100%?
I'm going to lose it.
No. You don't know that.
Yeah, I am.
You don't know that.
Dude, Perez is shit in the bed.
Oh, yeah. You put him in there, didn't you? Where'd you put him at? 5?
I'm third.
Oh.
I do have Leclerc second, so I am winning there. I have Max Leclerc, Sergio, Lando, Carlos, which is exactly almost right, besides Sergio's not in there. So my top 5 is correct. It's just not my...
Max Leclerc, Norris?
I have Max Leclerc, Sergio, Lando, Sainz.
You have Sainz P4?
That's Sainz P5.
What do I have? Max, Charles, what?
Norris, Hamilton, Alonso.
I have the top 3 correct, though, yeah?
Yeah.
Max, Leclerc, Norris?
Yep.
And what do you have?
Max, Leclerc, Sergio, Lando, Norris.
Lando.
Oh, no.
Who do you have 4?
Lando should be in 4, Sainz is in 5th.
Yeah, things are going to move. It's hard to, it's way too early to think about this. Things are going to move too much. Yeah, the drivers is up. The drivers is up for battle right here, dude.
Yeah.
It could go either way.
Yeah.
For sure it could go either way.
I'm just happy that I won $100 for no reason because Mike's dumb and betted against Sergio Perez getting re-signed. Red Bull.
No, I did not. That's not what I bet. What did I bet?
You bet Sainz will sign with Red Bull.
Yeah, because I thought, you know, silly me, that Red Bull was not going to be absolutely retarded. You know what they were, Terry?
Retarded.
They were the R word.
They were the R word.
They were 100%. You know, they were 100% retarded.
I said 100%.
Whoa.
They were 100% retarded. Literally 100%.
I think Sainz is going to sign with Williams.
God damn it. The world is so fucked up.
I think, man. Yeah. FIA. I think we'll talk about the new FIA rules and cars.
I don't even know what the fuck they are.
It's on the same page as there. You just got to go to more news.
More news.
I know that Jack Villeneuve.
I'm going to start sitting here so I can actually look forward to it.
Jack Villeneuve was talking shit about Daniel Ricciardo.
Who the fuck is that?
Jack Villeneuve?
Yeah.
He was like...
You don't even fucking know.
Yeah, he was an old...
Tell me.
F1 driver back in like the...
Oh, I did say that.
The Williams.
Yes. He was shitting on Danny Rick.
He's shitting on Danny Rick.
I saw that. He's like, why the fuck is this dude still here?
Villeneuve is talking shit about me.
Where am I going? News?
You just go to news. Yeah. And you can scroll down and then you can find it. Norris warns F1 won't be excitingly close with the 2026 rules.
Wow. Good for you, Norris. Sainz not ready to decide F1 future amid Williams flattery.
Yeezer, brother, yeezer.
All right, what am I doing? Which one? This one here?
Yeah.
Is this the one right here?
Yeah, yeah. So they're changing the dynamic of the wing. I don't know if they're going to show more pictures, but you can see in the picture how the wing is kind of like, there's no end plate. The end plate, it goes to the tire. It kind of like swoops down.
This right here?
Yeah, but it swoops down.
Oh, this is the end plate too.
Yep. And so the wing right there, like the where the yellow bit is.
This alpha?
Yeah.
This little bit out here?
That's also the wing.
Is that going to move?
No.
What's going to move? This part
right
here?
The yellow bit. The yellow and the red bit will move up and down.
Well, that's complicated.
It's called active aerodynamic package.
That seems really complicated. Like they're going to have lots of mechanisms on this car.
And then the actual wing will be also...
flat?
It will be like an actual wing, but it'll also tilt.
But it won't open.
It won't open.
It'll just change its angle.
It'll just change angles. Huh. So like if you wanted to go fast, you would change it to like... It'll move down to become... It'll give you less drag.
Less drag, huh?
Yeah. But
what are your thoughts?
Get out of that. Go back. Scroll all the way down. Just go all the way down. Oh. Up. Oh. Just click on the tab. The Formula One tab. Yeah, just click on it. You can scroll all the way down. Up a little bit, the right there where it says FIA 2026 car renders. There you go. Now you can actually see it from different angles. But they're supposed to be smaller.
I saw that.
Smaller and lighter.
A little bit lighter and a little bit narrower.
Yep, that's about it.
Yeah.
See how like there's no DRS there? It's just it has the
this
same
looks
thing.
Looks like a fucking dish.
It still has the same concept of DRS, but instead of it flipping it up, it's just going to push it back. So it's an actual a wing, and they're getting rid of the wing beams in the bottom. They're like banning wing beams
on the rear wing.
Yeah, you know how like they don't really. They show it in these pictures, but yeah,
is this the side?
That's the side.
Is that you have to have something like this?
Yep.
What is this?
Side skirt.
But you have to do it like this?
Yep.
So you can't have like a traditional side pod dealio?
The guy that explains it really well, I watched.
What, show me that. What's that? Do you know, remember what it was?
Yeah, it's probably on YouTube.
What's it called?
It's also on F1 too. It's probably Tech Talk with like F1 Tech Talk. He explains it really well. It's with Sam Collins. Yeah, that one. It's a top one.
The future is here. The future is now.
Right?
The FIA have finally revealed the top lines of the 2026.
We're just going to go over this with everybody that loves. Obviously, this is why we have this podcast, because we talk about F1 shit.
Take a long and detailed look at what changes we've got to come in just over a year.
He kind of makes fun of
these new cars are going to.
He kind of he makes
shits on it.
He makes fun of Americans a little bit because they use quite like kilos and like meters, and then he makes fun
significantly different to anything we've seen before. But at the same time, there's some real familiar.
Yeah, keep going.
From a visual aesthetic standpoint, I like it.
Yeah. If it keeps going, so right there, stop it. So like you see how there used to be in the new right now the present cars have a wing beam in there.
A beam like left to right.
on the in the middle, like where all
up
the,
and down here supporting it,
like
left to right.
Oh, a like, lower down left to right beam,
like a lower wing beam. Uh-huh. I think that's what they're called.
Wait, this doesn't have it.
It won't have it. It's banned.
Design of car.
These
rules will create a massive challenge for all of the teams. Well, the first thing to say about these new cars is that they are a little bit smaller than the
car. I like this. I like this bit. Shorter and thinner.
But only by like 100 millimeters. Is it millimeters?
100 millimeters.
And like 200 meters.
How many meters? How many meters, Terry?
Millimeters?
How many meters wide is this car?
I don't know.
If it's 2,000 millimeters, how many meters is that? Milla means thousand. 1,000.
Inches?
Milla is the thing for 1,000th of. So 2,000 divided by 1,000 is what?
2,000 divided by 1,000? 2,000 divided by 1,000? 100 meters?
Two
meters?
If you have 2,000 divided by 1,000, you cross out the three zeros.
So it's 6 feet
so
wide?
So it's 2 divided by 1.
So it's 6 feet wide?
So it's 2 meters.
6 feet wide?
Well, not exactly. So like this is 1.9 meters. This is 3.4 meters. This is 3.6 meters. So that's a way to think about it. Millimeters is a little bit crazy to think about. Like, because it's when you say millimeters, it's like, hey, man, what the fuck are we doing here?
Yeah.
That's not a great way to convey the width and everything of the car.
Yeah.
But I do like they're small. I don't care. I mean, yes, it's a little bit, but I like that they're going smaller. This is kind of crazy. Like looking at these side things from the top and like this shit back here. Pretty crazy.
Yeah. He explains it in good amount.
Oh, and the way the wings are. Yeah. Way different. Interesting.
In 2022. And you can see that here, that the new cars are narrower by about 100 millimeters, or about the length of a credit card, if you like, a bit more than that, perhaps. They're also likely to be slightly shorter. We don't know exactly how much, but what we can say is the max.
So,
shorter.
Yeah.
Not as tall. That's interesting.
Maximum wheelbase, the space between the front axle and the rear axle, has been reduced by 200 millimeters, down from 3.6 meters to 3.4 meters. In American, that means they're a bit shorter. But that's not where it all stops, because these cars aren't just going to be slightly smaller, they're also ever so small.
What he means to say is for the retarded Americans, anybody who like knows anything, who's done any fucking math in their life, understands fucking metric units.
Fucking?
I understand fucking metric units.
100 frickin' percent.
Slightly lighter. The 2022 generation of cars weighed in at 798 kilos. The new generation of cars will come in about 30 kilos.
How many pounds per kilo, per kilogram?
I don't know, 3.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it?
I think it's like 2.2. Oh. That's a solid guess, Terry. Yeah. Shout out to you.
I was going to say 2.
Let's just double check my math real quick. Like, I care about this shit.
Kilos to pounds, pounds to kilos. Wow.
What did I do, Terry? What did I get? Was I close, Terry?
100 frickin' percent.
768 kilos. The reason I say about 30 kilos,
so that weighs like,
is that the regulations, if I'm
like a third of a ton.
A third of a ton? A ton is 2,000 pounds, Terry.
Wait, this am I going like, backwards?
This is like a ton.
2,000
They weigh like 2,000 pounds. Well, 750. No. Say 750.
Well, if you just times it by 2, it'd be 14 something.
And 2.2, though. So you're getting up to about a ton. You said a third of a ton. This is close to a ton.
Yeah, I said a third of a ton.
But it's not, though. It's way closer to a full ton than a third of a ton.
Okay.
Mentioned before, aren't entirely final. And one of the reasons is that Pirelli is introduced.
Pirelli got the contract again?
Yep. Of course, man.
So Bridgestone didn't get it?
Probably not.
Had they announced that? I missed it?
Not that I know I'm aware of.
Did they not announce yet?
I don't know.
Wasn't there a battle like for the new contract? Pirelli and Bridgestone? Was it Bridgestone, I think? You didn't hear about this?
No. This is news to me.
Some new tires, which have a slightly smaller diameter and they're slightly narrow. They still sit on 18-inch wheel rims with those Red Bull supplied wheel covers, but these tires will provide slightly less mechanical grip through the car. And that is really, really critical when you start thinking about the overall weight package of
that's,
the car.
That's critical.
And that is really, really critical.
Because that's allied to a reduction in downforce across the entire vehicle. In fact, the new cars will have about 30% less downforce than the current generation of car. And I think it's going to be a little bit more.
That's a lot. A lot less. 30% reduction?
More important to state that they also have 55% less aerodynamic drag. That's going to lead to huge savings in terms of fuel economy and could see some pretty spicy top speeds at some of the faster circuits of the year. But let's take a look and
can't get over those fucking like flared out sides. I fucking think those are wild.
The ones that are like right in front of the like right, on right, the end
the
plate,
ones right the behind the tires.
Behind
the front tires. I kind of like that. That kind of looks cool.
He talks about them a little bit.
Detail at some of the aerodynamic details of the new package, because those aerodynamic changes, that reduction in mechanical grip from the tires and aerodynamic grip from the lack of downforce, also mean that you can save weight as you look through the entire car. Some of those loads will be significantly reduced, the mechanical grip being low, the aerodynamic forces being lower. That means the uprights, the suspension mounting points on the monocoque, the gearbox casing, and a lot of other bits and pieces up and down the car.
Do you know that word, monocoque?
A monocoque?
Yeah. Do you know that word?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can all be...
You're just saying that, or...?
No, it's like a one-piece thing.
Okay. All right. Nice. I just, some people like would be like, monocoque? What the fuck is a monocoque?
Well, mono means one.
Correct.
So,
no, you're good.
So slightly more fragile.
I also just like the word monocoque. Do you know how it's spelled? Not the way you think. All right, another science lesson.
Monocoque.
It's like monocoque, something like that, I think. I think it's spelled like that. Yeah, monocoque. Structural, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a one-piece structural skin thing.
But I just like the spelling, and I like how it's pronounced.
Monocoque.
It just doesn't seem,
It doesn't seem like it should. It's like mannequin.
Less heavy, and they can all be reduced in mass. Or ramekin. Let's talk about it in scientific terms. And all of those little savings will add up, hopefully, the FIA hope at least, to that 30-kilo target. We'll see what the teams turn up with at the track in 2026. But let's take a look, as I say, at some of the details of this new car. I want to take a look.
It looks like from this angle, and then, again, this is just a render, but it looks kind of like a Hot Boy, like Fast and Furious body kit, you know, like low type of deal. Like more so than the current generation.
It looks like an Indy car.
Oh, yeah, it does look more like an Indy car, for sure.
At this nose and front wing mounting point, you can see it's a slightly raised nose. Whether that's going to be mandated in the final rules, we're not too sure yet. But you'll note that a few teams have experimented with this under the current rule book. AlphaTauri, for example, and a few others have been mucking about with keeping the tip of the nose off the front, the leading edge of the front wing.
What do you think about that?
What's up?
What he just said?
I didn't hear it. I was yawning.
The front... It's how like the nose is elevated and then like the wing kind of like sticks down below with supports.
They're already right here. Some people are already
doing that
or trying it out in F1 right now.
I haven't noticed it too much one way or the other, to be honest.
Yeah.
We'll see what teams actually end up coming with in 2026. But more importantly is the fact that the actual front wing itself is quite significantly narrower than the current generation of cars. If you think about the current generation of cars, the front wing elements go all the way out to the edge.
This is going to be big for, I think, damage. Like the way that he just talked about, like he showed the example here of the Mercedes, these end plates on the current gen cars just seem to stick out way far. And they're like really high and out. And I think that's why they get damaged so much. It's just a thought.
Yeah.
Like compared to the... Maybe. I mean, they got this little bit out here. I mean, maybe that gets damaged.
That's going to get more damage than it is the actual wing.
If they somehow like made it so that granted, it's not going to be good for aerodynamics, but if they brought this wing and said it has to stop, you know, before it gets to the outside edge of the tire, like it has to be in a ways, that would protect from damage, I think.
Yeah.
that would fuck up the aerodynamics, so I don't know.
Edge of the outer edge of the front.
Oh, here's an example. So the Mercedes, it has the same thing, the nose, and then the leading edge of the front wing is below.
Yeah.
Wheels. On this, you can see the front wing elements sit on the inside of those front wheels. And don't forget, the car's already 100 millimeters narrower overall. So a bit less front wing. And you'll also notice the front wing's only got three elements. And we'll talk a little bit more about those front wings because they've got a little secret weapon included with them.
But X-Mode.
Secret weapon. X-Men mode.
This is a really crucial
point. Wait, do they really call it X-Mode?
Part of the design, and I'm really interested to see how much scope for development in this part of the car that the teams have got. These look far more complex than the very simple rolled tip end plates we have on the 2022 cars. But you can see these fins and some of the elements dotted about those front wing end plates, and some of the renders the FIA have released have little fins on the inner surface, but not all of them. So it'll be interesting to see what the final regulations allow the team to do. But these end plates are all about generating aerodynamic inwash around the front wheels and stopping that overtaking robbing outwashing effect that of course all the teams currently are trying to achieve. And that's where you come and have a look at this barge board element here on the leading edge of the floor.
It's not a barge board.
Barge board?
A barge board. But it's not a barge board.
What's a barge board?
I don't know, he's going to explain it to you.
Did he call it a barge board? Because the FIA are calling it an inwash generating fin or something like that. It's a barge board and we're all going to call it barge boards. Let's be
honest.
What's
a barge board, Sam?
And that is something that's really important
to
the overall aerodynamic concept.
What is a barge board? A barge board.
Bodywork on open wheel racing cars serving a purely aerodynamic function. Okay.
They are curved
vertical planes situated longitudinally between the front wheels and the side pods. That's a barge board. Yeah, held away from the chassis at the front on struts or their connectors. Yeah, non-structural aerodynamic only. Yeah.
That's a barge board.
Yep, I agree. That's a... Okay. They primarily act as flow conditioners, smoothing and redirecting the turbulent or dirty air in the wake of the front wing, the front suspension links, and rotating front wheels. Huh. Okay. I never heard that term, barge board, before.
Barge board.
Yeah, I agree. Reading that definition, that's what they are.
How the FIA are hoping that the dirty air that comes out of some of these parts and along the floor edge, out the back of the car, is going to be reduced. These parts are all to do with that, and they're going to be mandated on all of the cars. Exactly how much design freedom is going to be allowed on them is a little unclear, and we'll come back to that in a moment. But look along the edge of the floor here. You've got a little cutout on the edge of the floor. Again, is this indicative of a little bit of freedom around floor edge design?
Yeah, it's like how much of this is you have to have it look exactly like this? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
'Cause then, like, how much are you actually leaving up to the teams to be different?
Yeah.
When you lock in every single little bit and bob.
I think that's just a render that's just saying, like, maybe the black bits.
They're going to be like, you have to have a barge board. You have to have this kind of wing, but they can still come up with, like, how they want it to be angled and the geometry. Yeah.
We'll have to wait and see what the final regulations say here, because that is a big area of development at present in Formula One. Then finally, the thing that's got me really quite excited is the rear wing. Now, you may notice in this image here, it's got a DRS actuator on it. It's got one of those DRS pods in the center of the rear wing. And the 2026 cars will have those pods, as will the current cars. But they won't have DRS. Now, I'll come back to that point in a moment.
You can see he's so excited about this.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, it's changing.
I mean, this is his job.
No, I just mean he's excited about how, like, DRS is changing.
Yeah.
Stop talking...
DRS won't be DRS anymore, so just be...
I like that. I think that's what he's excited about. He's excited about the change.
I think the name of it
gets him stick hard.
Pretty stupid.
But it gets him hard?
Yeah, it's stupid. The name of
it... You think he likes it, though?
He might, sure.
What do you think?
I think he's just excited.
About the name?
About the new regulations.
Just full stop?
Yeah, sure, full send.
About DRS, or the lack of it, is this. The rear wing has got rear wing end plates once more. And that is...
going back to the old school days.
For some teams other than Aston Martin, a welcome return. Of course, Aston Martin played around with their versions of rear wing end plates before they were banned a couple of years ago, I think. But that is a proper rear wing end plate. How much development scope is allowed in those rear wing end plates? We'll have to wait and see. But that is going to be an exciting area of technical freedom for the teams, I suspect. But when we take a slightly more detailed look in taking a look over the shoulders of some of the FIA engineers in their office at the concept wing design, you can see here quite clearly it's a...
The thing that's weird about this is the FIA designs the car. Yep. Basically, and says, we're going to design a car. And then now say you teams have to design a car like we designed our car. It's kind of weird how they do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why not just say in words, you have to have a barge board. You have to have wing end plates. Like, just say it and then let them come up with their own ideas.
Yeah.
Why are they designing it themselves? I don't know.
A triple element rear wing design.
Whoa! Triple element?
See, it doesn't even...
Hey, what is this called? See this little shape? What's that shape called, Terry?
A teardrop.
It looks kind of like a teardrop.
I don't know. A barge board? A hydrofoil?
Hydrofoil. Oh, come on.
This is exciting.
I'm glad you're enjoying yourself.
I am.
Boop. Right here. Hydrofoil. If you look at the cross section of a wing, they tend to have that shape. I've talked about this before.
Isn't it like to do with...
So you want...
It's like air, high and low pressure, and it goes over and they meet at the exact same point or some shit.
Basically, yeah. You want the air to be... PV equals NRT, pressure times velocity. Yeah, you want the pressure to be, do you want the speed of the air to be high, to be fast on the bottom, which I know you want the speed of the air below the wing to be fast or slow so that the pressure is higher. You want higher pressure on the bottom of the wing than the top of the wing, so because the pressure pushes up and pushes it upward. Yeah. You pretty much nailed it though.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, Terry.
Shout out to me.
Element design, but as you can see with this highlighted section here, the rear wing is movable, as is the front wing. And we can see on this lovely bit of footage here, you can see the triple element front wing down from the four elements at present on the Mercedes, which is 3.5
like
elements.
Watch,
essentially,
you'll see like in a second after you press this button, but it opens up.
Then take a look at the CFD. You can see the high and low pressure areas on that very colourful image on the right-hand side of the engineer's screens there. But when we take a slightly more detailed look at the front wing, you can see these two blue elements that are highlighted in this CAD image. They are the movable elements of the front wing. And this is not DRS. This is what it looks like in the FIA renders. The upper two elements of the rear wing will open at certain sections of the track. And...
this is just DRS 2.0.
Yep.
As will the upper two elements of the front wing, a certain element.
You know what I want to say? The only reason they're doing it this way is because they want to have another thing that moves that they can zoom in on with their cameras during races and get fans all jitty.
Probably.
No, I'm telling you, that's what they're doing this for.
It's marketing.
Of those track, and this is what.
Can I just do a quick math lesson?
Sure, go for it.
So. This is
I'm getting math lessons
so
right now.
This is the formula for calculating
pressure
times velocity.
There's no times in there. That's just PV.
That means times, Terry.
There's no times in there. That's stupid.
Well, if you know anything about math, you know that this is. So it's pressure times velocity equals NRT. N is the amount of gas, air in this case. R is, I believe it's a constant, like a common constant.
Okay.
Temperature. So this is going to be the same. This is going to be constant, this side of the equation.
Okay.
In the sky on an airplane, for example, in a wing.
Yeah.
And so this is kind of cool. So if you want, if you want the pressure on the bottom of the wing to be high, to be higher,
okay,
that means the velocity's got to be lower.
Okay.
So on the bottom of the wing, you want the pressure to be higher, which means the velocity has to be lower. And on the top of the wing, you want the pressure to be lower and the velocity to be higher, so that the high pressure pushes the wing up. And so you want to design your hydrofoil. The reason it's designed that way is such that you're forcing the speed of air that travels across it based on just the shape, everything else being the same, such that the velocity of air is much faster over the top of the wing and it's much slower as it cuts through the air. And that's why it's shaped like that, because it forces the speed to be different on the top and the bottom, which forces the pressure to be different on the top and the bottom. Yeah, science! Yeah, Mr. White!
Yeah, Mr. White!
Yeah.
By calling both X mode and Z.
Speaking of shit I didn't get clips of.
Yeah.
X mode.
Our fucking Breaking Bad.
Yo, Mr. White!
Yo, Mr. White! Yes, yeah, science! Yeah, Mr. White!
Magnet! Yeah!
Yeah, bitch!
It's where the car is running in a
low. So that's it. That's the fucking DRS deal.
That's it.
God damn it. I mean, whatever. It's fine.
This is what it looks like in the FI renders.
Yeah, like a teeter totter. Fuck it.
Upper two elements of the rear wing will open.
But he kind of.
I like this. The front wing. I think that's kind of cool. Like, it looks cool.
Maybe you should just make a hydrofoil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just put wings on that. Oh,
do a hydro.
Wings.
No,
wings.
No.
And make the cars hella wide, and so they no one can pass.
What if you made a hydrofoil going this way?
What?
So like on like how the front wing is. What if you in that space where. In the space, like in the blank space, no. Like from the end of the top of the wing to the wishbone.
This?
No, inside.
This?
Yeah. To the wishbone.
What?
The wishbone.
This?
That's not wishbone.
What's the wishbone?
The wishbone? The wishbone's like right there. It's a wishbone. So like,
oh, I thought we were talking about the wing.
I know, I get it. But what did you? If you made the wing,
why
if
are you
made
a about hydrofoil, the fucking strut thingy?
What if you made a hydrofoil inside of the wing?
Terry, so you know how like with an airplane you want pressure. We talked about this before.
Yeah.
But you know how you want the pressure to push it up. The same thing is true with this. You want it to push it down to the ground.
Yeah, that's what
so
I want.
So it's a reverse hydrofoil.
So a reverse hydrofoil, the bitch.
I agree. 100%.
There you go.
100%.
I solved it. But you can. You kind of talked about it a little bit, and then we can stop talking about
it. Okay.
Certain sections of the track, as will the front two, upper two elements of the front wing, are certain elements of those track. And this is what the FI are calling both X mode and Z mode. X mode.
Hold on. Z mode? The yeah. Fuck?
No, it's Z mode, dog.
X mode and Z mode? All right, let's just.
He makes fun of the Americans again.
Mode is where the car is running in a low drag configuration. Trimmed out to not just for fuel economy, but for top speed. It'll help cars follow each other down the straight, and teams will be able to adjust, I suspect, how much the effectiveness those wings have got, the angles involved. There'll be a maximum and a minimum, I suspect, of course, but the drivers will be in charge of activating this X mode. Then when you go into Z mode, or Z mode if you must talk like that in America, it is a high downforce configuration as you get into corners. Now that will be activated from the X mode as soon as the driver deactivates it manually, or the driver touches the brake. Very similar to the current DRS arrangement.
Ooh.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
When he said,
as soon as you hit the brake, you turn off DRS.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
That's smart.
That is. Yeah.
Yeah. That's really smart. Ah, yeah. Okay.
I never knew that.
Cool.
Until today.
Cool.
Or the other DRS, day, actually.
The Z mode and X mode switch has absolutely nothing to do with where other cars are configured on the...
Why can't we just call it no DRS and DRS? Why do we have to say bullshit terms like X mode and Z mode?
Because they're trying to promote it.
With some marketing mumbo jumbo?
Yes, sir.
The track, you don't have to be within 1 second to be able to enable the low drag mode. It's not an overtaking aid, it's an efficiency aid to allow the cars to follow each other more closely and hopefully race a little bit better.
So it's like, hey, driver, you need to be constantly going back and forth from a curvy bit to a straight bit. You have to constantly be going bing, 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 bing on your modes.
Yep.
Kind of deal.
Yeah.
Or like turn it on the straight, and then as soon as you brake, it'll turn off into the corners.
Yeah.
So it's like always on DRS.
Theoretically.
No. Literally. Not theoretically. Literally.
Yeah.
So what's making up for the lack of DRS? Well, we'll come to it.
Yeah. Highlights. Thank you. Yes, Sam. What is making up for the lack of DRS?
Electro boost.
Electro boost. All right. Fuck it. That takes the cake. Electro boost.
Really early
it's insane how much some of the how much power they're losing.
Freedom for the teams. I just wanted to take a look at this really nice graphic of the car. This comes from inside the FIA servers, and it's quite nice to see it. It's got a lot to talk about on it, and I'm sure we're going to be talking about. I know we're going to be talking about this sort of stuff for over a year. Take a look at this. This section of the car, I still want to call them barge boards. I mean, because they are, aren't they? I'm not going to call them the flow conditioning devices because it doesn't sound very interesting. They're barge boards. But look.
Flow conditioning devices? That's just some bullshit. So electro boost is just you get, just like now with a battery, you can like hit the juice and you go fast?
Yeah. It's like.
And then you deplete your battery and you have to recharge it again?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, so it's not dependent on if you're 1 second. It's, like, it's just dependent on when you have like reserve.
It's like 450 kilowatts of for the engine and like 350 for the battery.
This is a split twin element design. So our team's going to be
Does
able
he
to
talk
experiment
about that?
Yeah, with these parts as the cars are developed. You get a slightly clearer look as I bring the car. Have been out for a while, but the headline story
is
for
1.6 liter V6 single turbo. What is it now? A twin turbo?
That's still single turbo.
Single turbo. So right now, what is it? Is it a 3 liter V6? I thought it, maybe I'm dumb.
No, I think it's a 2 liter. No, I still think it's a 1.6.
1.6 V6
V6 turbo engine.
Did you know that?
1.6.
So you know how millimeters is 1,000 centa. is 100. So you move the decimal place. Well, actually, no. Cubic. Actually, no, I lied. It's the same thing. Because it's the cube of it. Yeah, you don't
Formula
get it.
One
it's
is
okay.
Banning fossil fuels. Each manufacturer is going to have to develop its own bio-waste-derived fuel. I think
bio-waste?
Oh, yeah. They have to make a bio-waste fuel that they have to make.
They have to be completely sustainable fuel.
Yep.
Yeah.
No MG.
That's what airlines are trying to do by like 2030, is run on 100% SAF, sustainable aviation fuel, which is kind of crazy.
How's that going?
Oh, we'll see. I mean, they do like mess around with it right now. Some airlines run partial blends of like normal fuel with like sustainable fuel. I don't know. We'll see.
What is a sustainable fuel?
Made from fucking plants and corn and shit, I think. Like, it's like ethanol. I believe it has a lot to do with that. Like, ethanol is in gas for cars and shit now a lot. The idea is to make it less and less oil-based, like, you know, like fossil fuel-based kind of. More, I don't know. I don't fucking understand it, but it's just, like, supposedly more sustainable.
But it's still polluting the world, though.
Yeah, and I think it's more, it's like, I don't think people understand how it, how the engines react to it. It's like, we're just pretending that we can do it. We'll see. We'll see.
All right.
UH anymore, of course. And the drivers are going to have a lot more electrical power to deal with. 350 kilowatts. That's a huge amount, actually. Way up from the 150 kilowatts of electrical energy available to the drivers at present. And of course, the electrical energy, that hybrid system, MGUK, or the MGU, as we'll probably just end up calling it now because there's only one, will be able to be used by the drivers for an electrical boost or an electro boost to help them overtake. And that and how they use it is really going to spice up the racing. And I think is a lot more pure than the old DRS systems.
I agree with that statement. I think it is more pure. Because in a lot of ways, DRS is kind of bullshit. You're a second behind the guy in front of you, so you just open your wing. That's kind of lame. This adds a bit more of like, a driver gets to decide when they want to use it, and it's like more in their control. I kind of like it in that
when
sense.
They get to pick where they want to attack.
They get to decide where they think that it'll help them the best.
Because it's attack and defend.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
So the next question, and the final question, I guess, that we all have to...
Yeah, you're on a straight, and it's two guys, one defending, one attacking, and they both hit their electro boost, right? Theoretically. I hate that I said right right there. Right, right.
100 freaking percent.
We don't have a right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll show you my wet bulb.
So you got two guys on the street.
Yeah, I'll show you my wet bulb.
Attacker and defender.
Yeah, I'll show you my wet bulb.
Attacker and defender. And they both hit the electric boost at the same time, and it cancels each other out. So then, like, at that point, it's still all you have is you're drafting on the guy. Like, that's all you have.
And your skill.
Yeah. That's it. Which is kind of cool in that sense.
More of a talent thing than it is a...
I like that a lot.
Getting help from...
All right. We're done with this. All right. Shout out to Sam Collins. Shout out to the F1 regulations. Hope they're not dog shit.
They will be.
Fuck Sergio Perez. Fuck Logan Sargeant.
Dude.
Fuck everybody. Fuck Terry. Fuck Terry.
Mick Schumacher should be the next Williams driver. Just hand it, throwing that out there.
It's gonna
replace Logan Sargeant with Mick Schumacher right now. He's costing Williams a shit ton of money.
Then Mick will just be the one crashing.
Mick probably won't crash.
Now that he's a little more mature.
Yeah. What if Mick comes out of nowhere and just fucking dominates? Just fucking gets like P8.
Dominates. Gets like P8.
Like every race from here on out. That's still good.
Like
2 points.
Beats Albon every race.
2 points is not bad.
Beats Albon every race.
Yeah. 4 points. Not bad.
Shout out to Danny Ricciardo getting 4 points.
4 points every race to the end of the year. It's not bad. All right, let's get into my shitty clips. Let's get into it. Terry's shitty clips.
So
I know.
Your dick's hard, huh? So you're done with the race? Good time race. Great fun.
Yeah.
Happy to watch it together. It was great. We were exciting.
It was exciting. It got boring for a little bit, but it was exciting.
In the middle or when? When did it get boring?
I think it got boring after Sainz and Albon crashed. Actually, no, the whole race is pretty exciting. Actually, I don't mind it. The race was pretty exciting. I forgot Piastri got second last week or a couple weeks ago at Monaco. Let's get into it. Terry's shitty clips.
I know.
Nice.
I wish I had that board.
I do miss that.
I really need like that board like right in front of me, and then to have that on the board so like I can always play it.
Just do that?
I'm going to. You're going to come here next week, and it's going to be that way.
How much do you want to bet on that?
More than $100?
No.
Wait, this didn't finish yet?
It's still rendering.
No way.
I think it froze.
I think it did too.
Yeah, your shit froze.
That's crazy. Fuck.
Fuck it.
All right, what do you want to play first?
You can play which one you want.
Instagram reel 913. Amen, kid. Amen. It's probably a kid saying some fucking vulgar shit. You know I'm right.
What is wrong with you?
I love that. That's
going
great.
Through some shit.
I'm just going through some shit.
What is wrong with you?
I'm just going through shit.
Fuck yeah, dude.
That's how everybody is. Everybody's going through
Fuck
some shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Everybody's got their own thing, man.
Yeah, everybody's going through some shit.
Everyone's dealing with something, Terry.
Everybody's dealing with some
shit. Hey, Terry, you never know, man. Everyone's dealing with something. Be kind, Terry. Be kind.
Yeah. We're all
Be kind, Terry. Everyone's dealing with some shit.
Okay.
No, be kind, motherfucker. All right, we got Instagram Reels 506.mp4. Shout out to you, Terry. Shout out to me.
Oh, this is a goodie.
Fuck!
We got a person dancing. You can't see That was what it says. I like this. It has a song in it.
Fuck! Boobies. Penis. Ass.
No! Why the fuck did they do that? They put his fucking John Cena bit into a fucking guy dancing.
That's Prince.
Fuck. Boobies. Penis. Ass.
The crowd cheers. Fucking A, John Cena.
He's a hoot and a holler.
Oh, that.
I'm gonna put my boobies on your ass. Forgot which one that was under. That was a good one too. What are you doing over there? Writing a fucking math script?
What'd you
equation?
Say?
Are you writing a math equation?
No, writing a note for shit I want to get.
All right.
Actually.
And put my dick in your ass.
And I'm gonna piss on your boobies or whatever he says.
I'm gonna poop. I forgot.
What does he say on your boobies? I'm gonna have something on your boobies.
I'm gonna find it really fast so you can play it again because it was fucking hilarious. I don't even know what episode it was on though. That's the real question.
Are you down to? We got Instagram Reels downloader video one. Are you down? Wait, Instagram Reels downloader? Is that something you have to use now?
That's what I use now. Yeah.
Is that better than what you were doing before?
That's the same thing I've been using.
Cool. Are you down to go get ice cream? That's what this guy says.
I don't know if I'm gonna. First try, I found it. Hold on.
Which one?
I found it.
Oh, you know what? I deleted everything on my downloads.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm just gonna airdrop this to you really fast.
Okay. Should I wait? Yep.
If you're like me, everybody, I love ice cream. And
really.
I do love ice cream, but when someone asks me...
Are you down to go get ice cream? All right, what does he say?
Shit, boy. Shit.
That's stupid. Shit. That's stupid.
I found it, though. I found the video for you.
Oh, I just deleted it.
No, you didn't. It's in your demo.
I'm a nutty. Your ass and cum on your boobies.
Yeah, cum on your boobies. Yeah, that's what he says. That's what he says. Yeah, yeah.
I'm a nut in your ass and cum.
Wait, is he holding a bag of nuts?
Yeah.
He's holding a bag of little nuts.
Yeah, Planner's nuts.
I'm a nut in your ass and cum on your boobies. If you get stuck, please keep choking this fruity cock. And for the past few weeks, you've been begging me to piss in your mouth and give your Cleveland steamer jack off and back off. And if you don't come to my mouth, I'm gonna beat your ass. And no, I don't have balls, but I'm gonna put my face on your boobies. Peace.
Instagram Reels downloader video 2.
Why are you reading the title?
Because I want to and it's fun. Oh, some guy digging in the soil or something. Or is this concrete? Is he putting concrete down? I think he's like filling in this area with concrete.
What do you call nuts on your chest?
Chestnuts.
What do you call nuts on the wall?
Walnuts.
What do you call nuts on your chin?
Chin nuts.
Mouth full of cock.
Why is it some guy paving a sidewalk? Dude, the internet is such a degenerate place. The video fact that this exists is insane to me.
I love how you were just so hyper focused.
Hold on. Stop.
What do you call nuts on your chest?
Chestnuts.
What do you call nuts on the wall?
Walnuts.
What do you call nuts on your chin?
Chin nuts.
Mouth full of cock.
I just want to say this sums you up like 100%, like perfectly. What you call nuts on your chin, cock in your mouth. That sums you up perfectly.
Yeah, I think so.
That's your energy right there. Instagram Reels downloader video 3. Tag a friend and say nothing. Oh, this is not going to be good. It's a guy in the woods, by the way, folks. By himself or something. He's holding a stick or something.
As soon as she got my pants.
Is that a gun?
Yes.
Off me. She started like.
It's like an old revolver. Like Old West revolver type of deal. Cool.
As soon as she got my pants off me, she started like jerking the ween. And I'm like, whoa, you know, that's not going to work.
The ween?
You know, what are you doing? And then the next thing I know, keep in mind, this is a big Sasquatch.
Mm-hmm. That ain't it.
All right.
I mean, the ending did not pay off, but I like the first bit.
As soon as she got my pants off me, she started like jerking the ween.
Like that right there, I need a clip.
Jerking the ween?
No, the whole bit, the first 5 seconds. This bit.
As soon as she got my pants off me, she started like jerking the ween.
Right there. She started
jerking the ween.
Jerking the ween. Oh, we got a baby and a cop. Instagram Reels downloader video 300. It's 300. Why did it jump to 300? We were on like 3 before. What the fuck, Terry?
Dude, this is what it names it, not me.
So we got a cop just standing here.
I'm a cop to 3, and if I have to chase you, I'm going to beat the fuck out of
you. Oh, it's a kid. God damn it. It's a cop standing.
I'm a cop to 3, and if I have to chase you, I'm going to beat the fuck out of you.
Fucking damn it. Oh, fucking damn it.
And then it's just a kid scooting on his butt saying, God fucking damn it. Wait, that's not the kid who says, God fucking damn it. That was a different video you played where the kid was saying, God fucking damn it.
This is the same kid, I think.
Just a different video?
Maybe.
That's great.
3, and if I have to chase you, I'm going to beat the fuck out of you.
I'm going
to
beat the fuck out of you.
Fucking damn it. Oh, fucking damn.
Oh, fucking damn it. The kid, like, scooting on his butt. Fucking damn it. Hell yeah. That was good. Oh, we got the bald guy with the beard. The beard. Instagram Reels downloader video 590. Stitch incoming. What is this?
You're fine. It's not bad.
Is that a dessert?
Yeah.
It's a guy with a glove holding a dessert. What is this? Like a chain on a fucking thing?
I think it's like a cheese. Like
this is a cheesecake sandwich in the cuts.
I love cheesecake. Oh, I love it.
It's a cheesecake sandwich.
Cheesecake sandwich. I just had a fat gasm. Yeah. A fat gasm.
This guy has the most beautiful beard.
Yes.
It's like so well maintained and like silky clean and smooth. Oh.
He's funny though.
It's great.
I think it's funny.
This is a cheesecake sandwich in the cut style.
Cheesecake sandwich. I just had a fat gasm. A fat gasm.
He had a fat gasm. Here he is again.
Instagram Reels downloader video. No number. Interesting. Why no number? Burrito shells, you mean tortilla. I was today years old when I learned this is the proper way to cut a burrito. Oh, God.
I was today years old when I...
Oh, no!
How'd they cut it, Mike?
No! They've cut it longitudinally. Long ways, motherfucker.
Learned this is the proper way to cut a burrito.
Somebody call that boy mama and tell her to whoop his ass. And anybody who ever cuts a burrito like that in my presence, I'm going to powerbomb you through a barbed wire table or something.
I'm going to powerbomb you.
I'm going to full on crazy man on your ass. Because that's just... No!
I like that.
Table or something. I'm gonna power bomb you through. I'm gonna power bomb you through a
power bomb
you through a barbed wire table or something. I'm gonna go full on crazy man on your ass, cause that's just no,
no. The fuck is wrong with that person?
He's funny.
No, the fuck.
Oh,
is
the
wrong
one
with
the person that cut it in half.
Yes.
Oh yeah, dude, that's fucking
like,
cynical.
It'd be one thing if you cut it into little like chunks.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've seen that before. Like that's. At least, like, whatever, but I wouldn't do that. But I mean, you could.
Yeah.
But, like, longitudinally, what the fuck? Eat like a little fucking taco? I don't know. The fuck? All right. This is great, Terry. Good shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Instagram Reels video 240. We got some kid laying on the side of the road.
That's
here.
A man.
A, what did I say?
A kid.
Okay, we got a dude chilling on, like, a fucking.
Wooden guardrail.
Right, here we go.
Hello, ladies. Welcome to the barbecue.
And we got girls walking by on the sidewalk, and he's, oh no. And he's like talking to them and shit. All right, here we go.
Hello, ladies. Welcome to the barbecue.
Woo! We back, boy! Yes!
Ooh, it's like an Ewok just jumped at me.
I want more! I want more!
Hello, ladies, welcome to the barbecue.
That's so wet, dude.
There's no way it was that loud to them. He like had the microphone right there by his balls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What just happened? Oh, my God. I wish I could go back faster by just hitting the arrow button.
You can. You can just drag the thing.
Look at his leg go up. Wait. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Look at his leg go up. Wait a second. Ah. All right. Here we go. 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 Here we go.
Ladies, welcome to the barbecue.
It's like an Ewok just jumped out of me.
He's got the microphone in his pocket right there, probably.
Yeah, it's just really close.
Close to his ass. Yeah, that's great.
he has an ass mic. He has a fart mic like Christina P.
The barbecue.
Okay, stop.
Oh, I fucking love that shit, bro. Hell yeah, that's my vibe right there, brother.
Shit,
I love that shit, brother. Farting is great, dude. Oh, you know what?
What's up?
I wonder. I have my
a new fart sound.
No, I have my phone set up so that, like, you know how, like, if you have an iPhone and you can set it to where you take a picture, it automatically puts on an iCloud for you.
Mm-hmm.
On Apple shit, I have it so anytime I come back to my house, it's automatically downloads it to my own fucking server thingy.
Okay.
And I know I had it set up for pictures, but I also had it set up for videos on my iPhone, just because it gets that.
Okay.
Which means I have access on my server of my video, of my shit video.
So quiet
because I wasn't like holding the phone. I was trying to like not get shit all over it. I was like holding it outside the toilet. If I was like down lower, bro, it'd be louder. And I'm jacked up to the full volume.
Wait, I guess I could just do this.
Turn it back down. Woo! I love it, dude. I can't even.
Oh God. Okay.
All right.
Continue.
Vile language, children.
Yep.
Farts. Shits. That kind of shit. Shits. I want all that.
Okay.
Change your algo so you get that shit in your algo. The occasional F1 video is okay.
Okay.
Woo. Oh, we got an old lady at a restaurant with a beer and a meal. And that's all I know. Instagram Reels video 259.
How's your chicken, ma'am? A bit bland.
British people. Sorry, going back. Oops.
How's your chicken, ma'am? A bit bland. Wish I'd gone for the beef curtains. Beef medallions, ma'am. Do you mind?
Beef curtains!
You knew what she meant.
Oh, Jesus. Who needs cabaret? Who's about to set there?
You're up. Pack it in.
What a beef curtain.
Pack it in.
I don't know what you've done.
Damn. Pack it in.
Pack it in.
It's not as funny, but.
I should have got the beef curtains.
I'm going to play it again.
It's just a part where she just goes, I should have got the beef curtains, and he just cracks up.
How's your chicken, ma'am? A bit bland. Wish I'd gone for the beef curtains. Beef medallions, ma'am. Do you mind?
Beef curtains!
You knew what she meant.
Oh, Jesus. Who needs cabaret? Who needs about the set there?
Shut up. Pack it in.
What are Shut beef up. Curtains?
Now look what you've done.
What are beef curtains? Now look at what you've done.
I like British people. English people. UK people.
What is it, Mike?
Instagram Reels video 384. I feel like I'm like the guy sitting in a courtroom reading the docket numbers.
Yeah.
All right, we got some lady on the screen with glasses. I don't know what she's going to do. She's in some house.
Spicy. Spicy what?
Poop.
What's a spicy poop? Mm-hmm. That's when the poop that comes out hurts your butt a little bit.
Oh, no.
And then you have a spicy butt?
Then you got a spicy butt, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't like to have that.
Nobody does, honey, but happens sometimes. It'll go away.
Is that you today, Terry? Spicy butt?
Yeah, spicy butt.
That was like so chill.
Yeah.
Spicy what?
Poop.
What?
Poop. What? Spicy what? Poop.
The spicy poop? That's when the poop that comes out hurts your butt a little bit.
And then you have a spicy butt?
Then you got a spicy butt, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you got a spicy butt?
I just like how she goes, spicy poop?
Spicy butt?
I don't like to have that.
Nobody does, honey, but happens sometimes. It'll go away.
Will it, Terry? Will it go away?
It will.
It'll go away?
It'll go away.
Well done, sir.
What are you trying to look for?
I'm going
to
see what my favorite one is. Nothing beats the good old fart video. It's hard to beat that.
What's your second favorite?
I kind of like the vibe of this girl going like, I'm just dealing with some shit right now.
I'm just dealing with some shit.
Yeah, probably that one.
What's your third?
I like the spirit of this video. It's just it was anticlimactic.
You thought there was going to be more?
I like when they're talking about like spicy poop and my spicy butt and like, mm-hmm. Yeah. I just wanted it to be more.
Gotcha.
I wanted more. Yeah, probably this one though.
Hello, ladies. Welcome to the barbecue.
Just saying that is such a degenerate thing to say to like just people randomly walking by.
Yeah.
Ladies, welcome to the barbecue. And lifting your leg up like that? Like, what the fuck?
Hello, ladies. Welcome to the barbecue.
It's just so good. I mean, come on, man.
It's too much, Mike. It's too much.
Don't you wish that you could like do that?
Yeah, I wish
you could listen to your Instagram reels. You have me there going bleh, bleh, backing it up.
Yeah, dude. I wish I could fire like that, but I can't.
Backing it up.
You gonna watch the Optic match?
What Optic match?
There's an Optic match today.
Probably already started.
You should watch it.
All right. I need to generate a thing though. What should I type in this time?
Well, you can type in whatever, but do you want to watch it?
Yeah.
We gotta hurry up.
Do you want me to put it on right now? What more you got?
I have nothing, bro.
You got nothing?
Yep.
Oh, my shit ain't working.
Shit ain't working?
Shit ain't working.
What's not working?
My internet. It's broken. It doesn't work anymore. We're going to jail.
How are we going to jail, brother?
Look, Terry, look. It doesn't work.
That's your fault.
I'm trying. It's YouTube. Nothing work. I'm not lying.
Why don't you exit out and reopen it?
Oh, Starliner finally launched and made it to the International Space Station.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
No one exploded?
Nope. They're up there.
That's good.
I don't know if they came back yet, but they docked up. They launched and docked up there. Shout out to those guys.
Shout out to them.
Shout out to Bush and Sunny.
Shout out to them.
YouTube doesn't work.
Huh?
YouTube doesn't work.
Try a different thing.
What?
Try. No, like try something different, like a different URL. Yeah, your internet sucks.
No.
Shout out to Boeing.
Yeah, good job, Boeing. Good job, United Launch Alliance. You finally got one, even though SpaceX has had one. Starship launched, their fourth launch.
Starship?
The big-ass one out of Southern Texas.
Starship Troopers?
Yeah, and they launched it and went up. The booster came back and boosted back and landed in the ocean softly, just like their Falcon 9. And then
your internet's working, because I just did it. It's your fucking browser, dog.
No, I just had to disconnect and reconnect to a different VPN server. Now I'm back. We back!
That's funny that Jimmy Broadbent just showed up on yours and Jimmy Broadbent is on mine because I subscribed to him. I think he's funny.
I'm not even signed in. This is literally just like...
I know, but I'm not joking. Like, look.
Yeah, Terry, it's because before I haven't cleared my cache or history on this Firefox session, and I was searching that website you told me to search.
Which one?
Motorsport.com. That's why it's showing up. Normally, if I like close Firefox, it immediately deletes all cookies, cache, history, everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Every single time.
Tell me more.
But because I was just searching all your shit you told me to search.
Sure thing.
That's why it's recommending me this. Cool, and I'm not even signed in.
Okay.
That's what happened. If I actually closed down Firefox and reopened it, it would delete all my cache and cookies, and then it would not have that as a recommendation.
Still.
Oh, did it just... Oh.
It did not just start.
It did not just start.
Oh, damn. There went... Rucker won a map. All right, want to end it?
Yeah, we can let's go sit out there and watch it. Yeah?
Hell yeah, brother.
All right, brothers.
Closing words.
I might have to take shit again.
Rip ass. Wipe, take showers, clean yourself.
Rip. If you have any funny fart videos, send it to us.
Funny fart videos?
Yeah, sure. Even your own fart videos.
All right.
All right. Later, everybody.
Look at it! Send it to me!
I love this song, dude. All right. Oh, I'm going to listen to it off screen. Fuck yeah!